This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Travelers visiting Massachusetts from out of state soon will have to prove they recently tested negative for COVID-19 or quarantine for 2 weeks. They'll now have to complete an online form before they arrive. Those who fail to comply could be slapped with a fine. WBUR's Steve Brown tells us Governor Charlie Baker is hoping this move will mean the state's current low infection rate will stay that way.
Every traveler coming to Massachusetts, no matter where they're from, has a responsibility to help keep COVID-19 out of the Commonwealth.
The new requirement takes effect August 1st. With the exception of visitors from other New England states, New York, New Jersey, and Hawaii, travelers and even residents who have been elsewhere on vacation will need to log on to the state's website and fill out a form indicating how long they'll be staying, where they'll be staying, and acknowledge they'll quarantine for 14 days. Unless they meet certain exceptions.
Travelers will not be required to quarantine after they receive a negative test result after they arrive in Massachusetts. Everyone who chooses not to quarantine must be able to provide proof of their negative test result upon request. Those who do not comply with the new travel order are subject to a $500 per day fine.
It will be up to local boards of health to enforce the requirements. The state's contact tracing team may follow up with visitors to make sure they're complying with the 2-week quarantine. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack says the travel protocols are being rolled out to prevent the spread of COVID-19 as out-of-state travel increases.
Data monitored by MassDOT shows that there has been a gradual but steady increase in travel since March, both on our roads and at Logan Airport. We are seeing more people moving around, both within Massachusetts and from out of state.
Travelers arriving through airports, train, and bus stations will be informed of the requirement, and a campaign to educate travelers about the rules for travel, quarantine, and testing is being launched. Hotels, motels, and Airbnbs are also expected to inform travelers of the rules when they book a room. Paul Sacco of the Massachusetts Lodging Association says he's not surprised the governor made this call.
I think it makes sense. Fortunately, we still have, you know, New York, New Jersey, and all of New England. So there's a opportunity within those states to take advantage of the drive market.
The new travel regulations will also apply to students returning to Massachusetts for the fall semester. They do not apply to travelers who are passing through Massachusetts to another state. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.